A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. On that day, as evening drew on, Jesus said to his disciples, "Let us cross to the other side." Leaving the crowd, they took Jesus with them in the boat, just as he was. And other boats were with him. A violent squall came up and waves were breaking over the boat so that it was already filling up. Jesus was in the stern, asleep on a cushion. They woke him up and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" He woke up, rebuked the wind, and said to the sea, "Quiet, be still." The wind ceased, and there was great calm. Then he asked them, "Why are you terrified? Do you not yet have faith?" They were filled with great awe and said to one another, "Who then is this whom even wind and sea obey?" The Gospel of the Lord. Our entrance song, we sang, "Shepherd me, O God, beyond my wants, beyond my fears, from death into life." Beyond my wants speaks to the first reading. Beyond my fears speaks to the gospel. It was carefully chosen, the entrance song, because like the first reading, so many or numerous are our wants, but few are our needs. In other words, the human mind is insatiable. We keep wanting more. Look at what happened. After David had sinned, Nathan was sent to David, the prophet was sent to David, and gave him this scenario. This man had a lot. He had so much. When he wanted to receive a visitor, from the many blessings he had, he did not take from it. He went to the one who was poor, the poorest of the poor, the only thing he had. He took it and used that to entertain his visitor. Is it not what is happening in our lives today? Of the abundance, the rich becomes poorer. Nations of the world, the more affluent nations take from the poor countries to keep going. David had numerous wives, yet he took the one that belonged to Uriah. And look at how quick David was to respond. "That man deserves to die." And Nathan said, "You are the one." Can you imagine the shame when he realized that God sees everything, even things done in secret. Of course, David should know the prophet was talking to him. But the beautiful thing was, in humility, he asked for forgiveness. He composed that song, the Responsorial Psalm again, Psalm 51. "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew aright the spirit within me. Cast me not away, Lord, please do not deprive me of your Holy Spirit. Restore again the joy of your salvation." He was humble. May we, whom the Lord has blessed, continue to understand that it could have been us on the other side of the divide who are poor. Let us not marginalize the poor in any way, shape, and form. If we have done this, let us ask the Lord for forgiveness like David. Like David. Psalm 51 is a beautiful song for repentance. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, O Lord. Take not the Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and renew a right spirit within me.